actually had carp check until, what, the late 1970s, Rich? And then, you know, it was done away with. Well, I think, you know, a workplace without card check is like telling, you know, people that there's going to be a presidential election, but if we don't like how you vote, we'll just make it hard for you to vote in the first place. You know, when I talked about this balance of power, it really puts it out of balance. And I go all over the country, and I'm in lots of groups, business groups and others. They always ask me, are you in favor of this Employee Free Choice Act? And I say, you bet I am. Because it is wrong in America to make it practically impossible to organize workers. The right to organize is one of the most fundamental human rights. It is something we need to be standing up for. That's why I'm an original co-sponsor. Senator Kennedy and I are working together to try to get a vote that we can win in the Senate. But if we can't, or if we do and the president vetoes it, I will make it a very high priority as soon as I'm sworn in, because this is something that I believe in strongly. I also want you to know that what's going on at the Department of Defense with the National Security Personnel System is wrong. People have been challenging your patriotism and your service to this country. I serve on the Armed Services Committee, and I spend a lot of time with our troops, both here in our country and in Iraq and Afghanistan and elsewhere. And I believe absolutely that the most important job of the president is keeping our country safe. You know, there is nothing more important. You've got to be willing to stand up and fight when necessary, but don't go looking for fights, you know, because we need to keep focused on what will work. I believe you can be both tough and smart, and that's what I think we need back in the White House. But when it comes to what's going on in the Pentagon, we have to tell the American people that collective bargaining rights are fundamental to being a government employee in America. It doesn't mean that we're undermining our national security. We went through wars and the Cold War where people had the right to organize and bargain collectively. They were patriots, they're patriots now, and they deserve to have the right to organize. And I will stand up for that right. Now, let me say a word about our challenges around the world. You know, we got to have a strong country at home in order to deal with those challenges. We need a strong economy that's creating jobs, and we need to get back to a point where we're not in debt to nations. You know, 6 years ago, we had a balanced budget and a surplus. And that was important because that gave us the tools to deal with some of our problems. Take Social Security. We can fix Social Security and make it available for generations to come if we do it the right way. I am absolutely against privatization, and I have stood against this president. I will stand against anybody who tries to talk about privatization. You know, I co-founded the Senate Manufacturing Caucus, and there's a lot of good ideas. We can't get this administration to help us. But how about giving tax credits to companies that keep their operations here in America? Let's make sure that we have smart trade agreements that, number one, protect labor and environmental rights, and number two, are enforced. We need a prosecutor for trade agreements. Somebody will go around and say, if we're going to have trade agreements, they'd better be enforced, because otherwise, we're just giving our market away. And we also need to make sure that corporate citizens, the heads of these companies, do their part. If they want to say they're going to compete in the global economy, then they shouldn't have our tax benefits to compete essentially against us. Take away the corporate welfare, let them compete fairly and squarely around the world, wherever they choose. But people come to me all the time and they say, Senator, why can't we get tough on China? I say, well, we should, shouldn't we? You know, they don't protect our intellectual property. They don't have a rule of law. They don't inspect the things they export to us, like poisons and pet food, right? But how do you get tough on your banker? Think about it. This administration has basically turned China, Japan, and other countries into our banker. I don't like that. I do not want to be dependent on decisions made in Beijing or anywhere else. And think about this for a minute. A retired general told us in the Senate Armed Service Committee, he said, look, this administration is really stretching our military thin, undermining our National Guard and reserves, all of which I believe. But in addition, undermining our leverage and strength around the world. You know, Beijing holds all these dollars that they buy to feed our debt, which has been run up under this administration. We were on the way to a $5.6 trillion surplus when Bill left office. Now we're on the way to a $3 trillion, you know, deficit and an increasing debt. And so when you think about what China could do by threatening to dump dollars in the global economy to push our interest rates through the roof, you understand what I'm talking about. So we've got a lot of hard work to do in order to get back to our strength. Yes, we need the strongest military, and I will defend it, and I will make sure that we give our young men and women every piece of equipment and training they deserve to have. But if we don't get back to being strong at home, we're not going to be strong around the world. When it comes time to deal with Iraq, for example, we are trying to get this president to change direction. It is his war. He decided to wage a preemptive war, and then he mismanaged it from the beginning. And it is time for him to end our involvement, bring our combat troops out of this sectarian civil war. If George Bush does not end the war before he leaves office, when I'm president, I will, as soon as I can. You know, I just want to end with this quick story, and I'm fortunately going to have to run out. They just handed me a note saying I have 5 minutes left in a vote, so I better get going because I still have my day job. My friend, our former Secretary of State, Madeleine Albright, was asked by my husband to go to Europe for the 50th anniversary of the end of World War II, and she was glad to do it because she was born in the former Czechoslovakia. So she went over there, and she traveled around, and everywhere she went, she saw American flags. And then she noticed those flags only had 48 stars. So she asked, where did the flags come from? And everybody said, when the American GIs liberated us, they gave us these flags. And we have safeguarded them for 50 years, all through the Soviet occupation. When Soviet tanks went into Hungary, when they went into Czechoslovakia, people hid those flags because they knew if they'd been found with them, it could have been really serious. So Madeleine said, well, why did you save the flags? And everybody said, because we love America, and we love America's values, and we hoped someday we would be able to live like you live in America. I want to be the president who restores that feeling about us around the world, and I want to be the president who restores that feeling about our country right here. We are a good and great country, and we can demonstrate that again. So if you're ready for change, I'm ready to lead. Thank you all, and God bless you.